Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Hadassah Mosedame with Jesus starting off our afternoon. And a very good afternoon to you. It's Friday's edition of Spectrum. We've just come to the end of yet another week, I must say. And I'm absolutely excited to be spending the next 2 hours with you, starting it on a conversational note, I must say, this afternoon. And this particular conversation is honestly very close to my heart. You'll understand as we go along with the conversation. But in studio this afternoon, I have a beautiful lady. And I'm going to make this so awkward for her because I was watching her the whole time we're talking. And I'm like, oh, such a beautiful set of teeth. How do some children do it? And in studio this afternoon, I've got Mahla Aku. She'll give a proper brief introduction of who she is to us. But beautiful lady, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Luko.
How are you doing?
I'm good, and you? I'm blessed.
Good, thank you. I think because I love smiling, though I think my teeth are imperfect, I think today I did it especially because I wanted to see yours all the time.
Oh my God.
Like, smile. Mahla Aku is doing some great work in our communities, and that's exactly why she's here today. But we'll talk about that shortly. Maybe let's start about who you are, basically. And I've captured through our conversation behind the scenes as well that you're a child of God. And it's just so beautiful to see that even in the workplace, you still want that aspect of you to show. Would say, hey, I'm flying the Jesus flag high. So who is Mahla Aku in a nutshell?
Okay. Mahla Aku, my surname is Kotlolo. I'm a poet, I'm a writer and a director, and I'm a performing artist. But most important thing is that I am the child of God, born again.
Born again.
Spirit filled.
There's no blur lines here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love to hear that.
Yes.
Now, Mahla Aku shocks me because she speaks to an area, you know, when I was talking to us, Enika, because she put all of this together and she was telling me all the work that Mahla Aku does. I said to myself, whew, a sensitive area for me, because just 2 years ago, I was one of those mommies of premature kids. And this afternoon, Mahla Aku and I are talking hashtag on behalf. On behalf of who? Tell us about hashtag on behalf, Mahla Aku, because I believe this is who you are, basically, as well. Tell us about on behalf.
Okay. I'm a founder of hashtag on behalf of the need.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Everyone who is in need, we are there.
Yeah.
We stand in the gap as the children of the Most High God. Yes.
And I understand also that there's, you know, a lot of work that you do in that regard as hashtag on behalf. And I think our focus today more so is on the little people. When I say little people, I'm talking about, you know, I know there's a TV program that's called Little People, but this is focused on dwarfism. This one, these little people are premature babies.
Oh, yes.
Premature preemies, our babies who catch up like nobody's business. I remember, Mahla Aku, a point where I think my kids must have been about 6 months. And if I'd go with them to the malls, I remember at that point I lived in Centurion, people would come. Obviously, they're twins. They draw the attention immediately. People come. They see this huge pram. They've got the same clothes. It's twins. How old are they? I'm like, oh, 6 months. And the look I get, because they're too tiny for 6 months. And I don't want to lie to you. It did kind of break my heart because I fell into the trap of trying to compare how the other 6-month-olds look versus mine. But besides that, one of the most difficult things also was there was just so much need for prematures. You know, I was at a private hospital, yes, but I think I was just sharing with you off air now that had a huge setback on me as well, financially as well, because there's just so much they need. It takes a lot to take care of a premature. And I believe that hashtag on behalf speaks to those needs as well. I didn't even know that it's National or International Breastfeeding Week next week, right?
No. Starting on the 1st until the 7th of August.
Of August. Yes. All right. And what exactly are you doing for that? Maybe also you can enlighten us on that as well and how it connects to your initiative as well.
Okay. Look, I was born a premature.
Really?
Yes, but it was difficult by then because I didn't have an opportunity to be in the incubator.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's long time ago. I'm in my 40s now.
Oh.
You know what? My grandmother made plans for me to grow because my mother left me because
with granny.
She couldn't.
Really?
She couldn't stand to see a small baby like me.
Do you remember how many kgs?
Yeah, I don't even know because my grandmother was an old.
Oh, yes, go.
My father's side.
Wow.
And I grew up knowing her as my mother, my grandmother. Oh, yes. And when I started to serve at Mamelodi Hospital on 2015, around August, I went there as a health educator and also a brand ambassador, Pampers ambassador. And I had an
opportunity. Pampers, by the way. Remember, I got twins, so hey, it's rough.
Yes, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
And I came in contact with this woman. Because when I get there, I knew that there's a purpose for me.
Mm.
As a child of God, you don't just go to a space and just work for money.
Yeah.
We also deliver the message of hope.
We're in line of ministry.
Yes.
Mm.
Every single morning, I'll go to their room. I cannot say it's the ward. It's a room where a bunch of women sleeps there.
Okay.
And then I'll go and share with them and pray with them.
So moms of prematures actually sleep at the hospital?
Yes. At least they have that. Mamelodi Hospital, they do care for them.
Oh, wow.
Because some are from far places like Harmon's Grove, you know.
And believe me, it's exhausting.
Very exhausting. I will just visit them every single morning, talk to them and pray with them and listen to them, actually, because most of them are very, very struggling.
Mm.
And if you can, most of people, they will ask, why am Matlaku collecting this for them?
Yeah.
They don't know, because I had an opportunity to stay with them and talk to them.
Mm.
Most of them, they are from like neighboring countries.
Mm.
And then you find that she got a baby at 6 months, and you find that the father of the baby doesn't understand that.
Mm.
They'll say, maybe it's not my child. Why you give birth at 6 months?
So early. As we were.
Yeah, so early.
Yeah.
And then you find that woman, even they don't even have the relatives around. Yes.
Sure.
And you find one of the women stealing wipes from others because they can't. Every single 3 hours they go to the incubators to take out their babies, feed them and clean them.
Mm.
As we know that the hospital doesn't provide wipes for the women.
Sure.
It's very difficult.
Mm.
But then I say to the Holy Spirit and I said, Father, you're going to help me.
Mm.
Because one incident, I went to neonatal and I found the baby, the woman crying, carrying her baby.
Sure.
And it's like it was a, what can I say? There was a clash between her and the nurse.
Okay.
And I found the nurse saying, so, unahana naki kire guide wipes. I have my own family. And I didn't blame anyone in there.
Yeah.
Then I said, Father,
but there's a need here.
It's my burden.
Mm.
As I'm here, I'm going to make a plan. I don't have money, but I'm going to make a plan.
Sure. And she's obligated to clean the child every 3 hours.
Yes.
She can't say, I don't have wipes.
And then if you say, I don't have wipes, that's where you'll fight with the nurses because they want the babies clean.
Sure.
You know, Luca. And that's where I started to, firstly, I bought one pack from Spa next to Mamelodi Hospital. And then I came to that room and I gave to that woman. And when I give her, this other woman say, Lirina, Lirina, you know?
Sure.
Then I wept.
Sure.
And I said, God, I'll really, really, I'll make a plan.
Mm.
And then I went to the nurse's bay. And I said, can you guys help? Other, they say, no.
Yeah.
But others, I said, you know what? I was carrying a book like this where I write my notes. And I said, Kopela, 5 rand, 5 rand, 5 rand. And you know what? Because they knew I will never leave until they give me that money. They collected.
You're persistent.
They know me.
Oh,
then
man.
I collected. At least I went back to Spa and buy again 4 pegs.
Sure.
And then I gave them. And then the other one said, Naka shota. And then I said, guys, bana ba motho ba ngwathela na tlhogo na tshiye.
So basically share.
Sure. And then they shared. And then I said, tomorrow I'll make sure that I bring more.
Wow. Can you imagine a mom in that situation with a partner, whether boyfriend or dad, whatever, who has decided they're not going to be involved? Or who's just not in the picture, whatever the case may be, or who actually can't afford themselves. And somebody out of nowhere says, I'm taking the responsibility, I'm helping you. Because the truth of the matter is, even post them leaving that hospital, the world is still waiting for them.
Mm.
Their reality is still waiting for them to take care of that child. Sure. And so you started this. How far back was this?
2016.
Like, you've been at it.
Yes, I've been helping. Even my son is very, very supportive.
Sure.
You know, and when I go ask from individuals from my church, I can say, Dr. Happy Sitsiba, Batseba Mamabolo, they came.
Wow.
Yeah, they helped a lot. You know what? First time when I asked from individuals, those two women, they gave me the little as they heard.
Mm.
And then I prayed and I said, Father, if Jesus Christ fed the multitude with only 5 loaves
come on.
And 2 fishes, this little money
you can
that they donated, I hold that money and I said, Father God,
sure,
multiply this. You know what happened? I went to the store, 3 different stores. When I get there, there was sale.
Wow.
Sale.
Wow.
Sale. It's like I went out like carrying like this. Oh, wow.
His multiplication.
And, you know, I'm very close to Sister Mashishi at my Mamelodi Hospital. When I come with that, with all those packages, then I said, joyous celebration.
Uh-huh.
Every day when I go to their room, I'll say, I'm
singing.
Scared of singing. And then they gave me the name of
Joyous Celebration.
Joyous Celebration. Then I said, Joyous Celebration is celebrating today because
wow.
I have this. And then that's where they asked me that if we have the celebration like Breastfeeding Week, which is August, and then Kangaroo Week, which is November. Can you please help us to collect donations for us, for the hospital? And then I said, yes.
Wow.
And then I said, yes. And it happened every single celebration.
Wow.
Yes.
So like we said, it's starting on the 1st of August.
Yes, 1st of August.
To the 7th.
Yes. And then the 7th is the celebration.
Oh, tell us about that. Tell us about that exactly. What is going to happen? Like you said, it's from the 1st. What is the plan?
Okay, the last day, the 7th, is the celebration.
Mm-hmm.
that's where every woman who gave birth to that hospital, they get something. Not only the premature babies.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And it's like they do the decor with white and pink. And I had an opportunity to go there and talk to the mothers before I donate.
Wow. Yes. So where are you going to get all this? I think we have a part to play as well. How can we support? Where do you collect exactly? Do you need our help currently?
Yes, I do.
Tell us about it. Tell us about it. How can we help?
I need wipes.
Wipes.
I need to collect
wipes. Auswadi wipes.
Auswadi wipes. Matlhakwadi wipes. Lady vest.
Vest. Okay.
Yes, because other women, they give birth there and then they don't have clothes for the babies when they go home, when they are discharged. Yes.
I remember how I thought I needed, I remember I bought clothes and I bought amarampa. And so, you know, my kids must look nice. To my surprise, those kids weren't dressed for most of the part at the NICU. Like, what were these clothes for? And the only time they wore clothes was when I was taking them home, actually.
Oh.
That's the only time they dressed them up. Otherwise, I had wanted them to look all fancy. But the truth is, parents don't have when they go home, like you're saying.
Yes.
So at least if they can take their child home in their nice vest and then you cover them up, at least that'll be something.
Yeah.
Sure. Yes. Where can we drop these off? Can we, like, what must happen? When, between when and when do you want to be collecting these? Again, like you said, it's an ongoing need. If I want to continuously give into this, make a commitment, say, every month, this is what I'll give you. How do I do that as a listener?
Yes, you drop them at Mamelodi Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will give you the numbers. You can call me or Sister Mashishi. Mm-hmm. And then Sister Mashishi, I trust her because when she have all those things, she share them to the right people. You know that we differ. There are others who just take from that packages
and take
them home from themselves.
Sure, imagine.
That is why I'm telling you that if you want to donate to Mamelodi Hospital, you must talk to me or Sister Mashishi.
Hmm.
She has an office where we lock and gift.
You're strict.
Yes.
You're very strict.
And give to the right people who are in need.
Not just people who want to gain and that's it. Because the truth of the matter is, some people can actually afford. Let's be realistic. So you guys know how to speak to that actual need. So it's vests that you need.
Yes.
And wipes.
Wipes. The most important thing is wipes.
Wipes.
Yeah, for premature babies.
Oh, man. It's really beautiful. Yeah. And I'm going to put you on the spot there. It's like you said, breastfeeding week. What do you want to say to mommies? And I'm asking this because I rejoice when I see a mommy who's very intentional and passionate about breastfeeding. Like I was sharing with you off air, I was so passionate about it. It just didn't work. But at the end of the day, I advocate for it so much. And this is particularly because I have a 17-year-old niece now. And I always tell people the story. My sister was very busy at that point in time. And she's pretty much my baby. But I never saw Awako sick until the day she started mix feeding and whatnot. This was after like a year or two. She was the healthiest baby. And to this day, I'm convinced it had a lot to do with the breast milk. It had a lot. She never did we have flus or anything with Awako until when she was over a year old even. So there's just some health benefits too. So what would you say to mommies? Because I'm asking this because when I was at the hospital after giving birth and the day I was leaving, I always laugh about this story. There was a mommy who was giving birth on that day.
Yes.
She walked into the ward. I was all by myself from the Monday and I got discharged on the Thursday. I was all by myself in that ward. There was 2-3 beds. And she got there and decided with an attitude she wasn't going to share a room with me. Little did she know I was actually leaving that day. So she went and paid for a private room. And I mean, I would have left her there. And the thing is, it was a natural birth. Chances are she would have been gone the next 2 days or so.
Mm-hmm.
So she would probably have stayed alone like I did as well. But anyway, long and short of it, I remember overhearing her ask the sister, if I don't want to breastfeed, what do I do? And my heart dropped because at that point I was struggling to even get 3 meals in and I wanted to breastfeed. But she decided there and then, no, I'm not breastfeeding no one. So there are mommies that don't want to breastfeed, actually. So what do you say, what can you say to encourage them as we advocate for breastfeeding from the 1st to the 7th of August? What can you say to mommies?
You know what? What I can say is that the breast milk, it has all the nutrients that the baby needs.
Yep.
And then it helps you to bond with your baby.
Mm.
And then it helps you as a mother for the uterus to go back.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It helps a lot.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it's for your benefit as
it's
well,
for
mommy.
Your benefit.
Don't be selfish.
And I always tell the mothers that, you know what, if you are not pregnant, there's nothing coming out of your breast. There's no milk.
Yeah.
But immediately you give birth, there's milk
automatically.
Coming out. It means it's not your milk, it's your baby's milk.
Now that baby's out,
it's your baby's
give
food.
Baby what is due to them.
Yes, it's not for you, it's for their baby.
Oh, man, I love the sound of that. I never thought of it that way. You've got milk because somebody needs to feed off that milk. Wow, interesting. Aswatlhako,
yes.
Details on how we can get hold of you guys, any other way that we can get hold to support and stuff. I do understand, you know, I was talking to Aus Inika that you are not necessarily an NPO, an NGO, but you are in it for the community. And
yes,
that's what matters the most right now.
There are a lot of things that
it's
I'm
all
doing,
about
but
our
today
community.
Is all about milk.
All about
it's
yes,
all about the babies.
The
today.
Babies.
There's a lot that I'm doing for the community.
Mm.
A lot.
I love to
yes,
hear that. Is that only like medical side, or there's just any? You're very community based, I see.
Yes, I also work with different organizations from Mamelodi for the children with substance abuse.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
I go. We do outreaches. Mm-hmm. We go where they live.
Wow.
And help them.
You're all about children. You're all about children.
You
I love
what?
To hear that.
The last time when I cried, we went to Easteris. That's where those substance abuse children stays.
Mm.
And it's like I found, sorry, when they inject themselves.
Sure.
And we found three of them. Babo Dili.
Sure.
I had to talk to vets and then and talk to them if they can help with ambulances.
Sure.
And then it happened.
Sure.
The ambulance came and take them
to hospital.
To the hospital. And to
it was that bad.
Very bad. Very, very bad. Where other people they couldn't go.
Yeah, and speak to the situation.
No. I went there. I wanted to see. Because there were plastic houses that they built for themselves. Where they stay. I'll show you the videos.
Sure.
It's very hurting.
Sure. I love to hear that somebody still looks out for the little people, I must say. So, contact details before I say goodbye.
Okay. Let me give you... it's for me, let me give you even for Sister Mashishi.
Yep.
Yebo. Let me check.
Please do donate. If you feel Mamelodi's out of their way as well, I'm gonna put Aus Inika on the spot here.
Yes.
You can even drop here at Radio Pulpit and then she'll make sure that they do get to Aus Matlako.
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
True, I'll be so excited to
see
that.
It's a great initiative, I must
say. For Sister Mashishi, is 084-505-5990.
I like how you did that. I didn't hint her, guys, that she needs to say it slower. But that works.
Let me repeat it. It's 084-505-5990. For Matlhaku, it's 069-71-45311. and 071-542-2898.
Thank you very much, Els Matlako. Thank you for coming all the way here on a hectic Friday afternoon. And thank you for taking care of the little people.
Oh, my God.
They grow to be big, resilient, and fighters.
Yes.
No, they always grow.
Thank you so much, Radio Pulpit, for giving me this opportunity. And I believe because we talk to the body of Christ,
yep,
they will definitely donate.
I mean, guys, wipes, the other day I was just looking. I know they can be costly sometimes, 30, 40 rand, but trust me, go to your ShopRite, go to Boxer Store. They always have a special, actually.
Yes.
You will get literally, I mean, wipes, a packet of wipes for like 25 rand only. So you could literally just pay 50 rand for two mommies, you know, to use those wipes. So please, please speak to your Lord tonight and ask him, how much can I give, Lord? It is Mandela Day anyway. In the spirit of giving. Okay.
Let me just say hi to Tinkili Dwaba and Ruth. No, no. Tinki.
Okay.
Lidwaba and Ruth Lishaba.
Uh-huh.
They are from Tswane Women's Forum.
Mm-hmm.
They donated last year.
Wow.
Yes. And with bunch.
With a lot of them.
A lot of them.
Mm.
The last one, it's Matetla. From Mamelodi Baptist Church and Dr. Maria Kekana. Thank you so, so much for always supporting me. Dr. Hepistiba, Mabatsiba, Mama Bolo, thank you so much.
Oh, amen.
And I'm expecting much because now I'm a first year student at the Bible College.
Oh.
And then I was talking to the students there and then they want to give also.
Wherever you go.
Bomruti
Filimon. You really are Ausiwadi wipes. Wherever you go, they must know.
Bona. Bom ministers nazo, they are there. They are ready to give.
Who's Pulusho Kotlolo?
Pulusho Kotlolo is my son.
Ah, we're so proud of you, mommy. Rise, my Matlako, rise. That's a message from Pulusho.
Really?
Yes.
It's my only son.
Ah, Pulusho, you're doing great work. Mommy told me that you're so involved as well. So well done for taking after mommy. How old is he?
My son, it's what? I forgot.
Oh, mommy. Oh, mommy.
But he's old.
Do you remember what year you gave birth to him at least?
Yeah.
Which year, mommy?
I'm not going to tell you.
Felicia, thank you so much for tuning in as well. And thank you, mommy. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you so much, Lizuko. God bless you.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.